Dear Lumpur, your generosity is inspiring. I was recently listening to an Abhayagiri Dhamma talk given by a visiting Ajahn. He spoke of you receiving an honor. I couldn't quite understand what he meant. Would you elaborate on what it was, who bestows it, and what it means for you and the community? Thank you. It's from Thailand, and it's called a Jao Kun title, which is it's like a ecclesiastical title that's given by the king, and usually it's given to monks who've done a lot of service for, oftentimes it's in administrative or, sometimes forest monks will get, receive that title, rare, but sometimes, because we tend to be outside of the loop of administration, titles, all of that, and so that from time to time a forest monk's will be like Ajahn Chah was given that title, and it's given by the king. It's And actually, Ajahn Amar and I are both receiving that title, so it's quite special. First time that two Westerners have ever received a title. There's only four Westerners who've received this title, so it's pretty rare. It's an honor, so that when the retreat ends, then it's on the king. It's given on the king's birthday, December 5th, so that I'll be flying to Thailand on the 2nd. So go back to Abhayagiri, spend a day. Go back down to First Tuesday in Berkeley, and then get on the plane the next morning to Thailand, and so there's on a certain level this is, doesn't mean much, but it's a big deal. So there's a lot of people in Thailand who are very excited, because in terms of what's it mean for myself and the community, probably means that the Thai Sangha will try to find ways to make me work harder. I've tried to sort of keep out of, just keep up in Northern California and not get too engaged. But it does have a there's a certain it's like a stamp of approval. Okay, these Westerners are doing something good in the West, and so it's like an official stamp of approval, which is a good thing. That's a very beneficial thing that comes from that. But it will be. And I think there's a. There's a certain amount of, there's one of the monks in England, senior monks were sort of grumbling and complaining of it was very interesting. Ajahn Amaro, this exchange took place with Ajahn Amaro in it, and he's kind of grumbling and complaining. Just titles, and that's really not forest monk stuff. And then they're going on talking about something else, and then that senior monk expressed some concern of a monk in Thailand who had heard rumors that he was kind of trying to gain more, say, authority in the Wat Pa Phong Sangha, so that he sort of set himself up to hopefully be the abbot after Ajahn Liam, and he was sort of complaining. One, it's just a lot of projection and worry. But then Ajahn Amaro said, now that Ajahn Pasona and I'll have Jao Kun titles, our voices will carry a lot more weight in our sangha. He said, "Oh yeah, well maybe that's a good thing." So it's a flip flop back and forth.